Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America, all over the world.
Yes.
We're so excited that we are now on the air.
Yes.
We're so excited that we are such a universal platform that God is trusting us to reach people all over the nation.
Yes.
So feel free to join in and call in today at our call-in number, and that's 646-668-2247. Yes, so y'all can get in on this amazing topic.
Yes.
Share your hearts, share your love, and let's be all we can be today in the kingdom, guys. So, Brother Darrell, we're excited. We're ready that you're going to do your drive-by. I hope you get here early enough to get on the camera, okay? Because, you know, we like to do it like that. But Brother Darrell is amazing. He keeps equipping us. He keeps on equipping us.
Yes.
Sold out world, sold out life, bling of the earth.
And with the holidays coming up, I'm looking forward to some red. Some red.
Uh-oh.
Red and green.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? So listen, we just want to invite you guys. We're going to follow the Holy Spirit like we always do. We want to invite you guys to come. Y'all know it's the holiday season, shopping season, all of that. But, you know, we have it going on over here at the Mansion on Park Road. Come on over here and shop with us and get some of this kingdom gear.
Yes.
For the kingdom.
Yes.
Come on.
You see the background? We got
hearts. It's way more than that, y'all. It's way more. And it's some pretty fly clothes and jewels up in that place.
Yes.
It's a handbag.
Yes.
So come by the mansion.
There's
boutique.
Jewelry, purses, shoes, dresses.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's not just any clothes. It's also the anointing of the Holy Spirit is all over. Because it's here at the mansion.
That's right.
God is here. Jesus is here with us.
Yes. So come and get your gift certificates if you need to just let people come and shop for themselves. Y'all know because the daytime, that's how I do my kids. I don't even go shop no more. I just give them a gift card.
Yes.
Or gift certificates or Zelle. Woo! I Zelle their money. Or whatever I need to do to keep my stress level.
Yes.
Right.
That's wisdom. You know, that's God giving us wisdom.
Yes.
Like, I guess I do the same thing.
So we are so excited that you guys are tuned in today. God is so good.
Yes.
Did y'all tell him that today? God, you are so good.
Yes.
Right, twin sister?
All the time and all the time.
God is good.
Dios es bueno.
So what would you like to say to our familia this morning?
Buenos días, familia. Le doy gracias a Dios por su amor, su presencia y por cada uno de ustedes. Y sigan buscándolo en su palabra. Hay muchas bendiciones y promesas que nos da a todos. Y bendiciones para toda la familia en Reynosa, Laredo, and around the world. Bendiciones
world.
And gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And thank you so much for allowing the Lord to come in and be the light. Okay?
Yes.
I was listening to a teacher this morning saying that even in this dark world, we got to turn up the light, y'all.
Here we go.
Jesus is the light.
Cheers.
Bam.
Jesus es la luz. Okay.
He is the light. And listen, if he is in you, that means you the light.
Yes.
Come on now. We're just giving a salute to Miss Evelyn this morning about her contagiousness in the earth.
Yes.
And how, listen, when you following Jesus and you connected to people, they don't want to follow you with Jesus.
Yes.
They don't want to follow the Jesus in you. This don't have nothing to do with age. It has all to do with King Jesus.
King Jesus.
And if he is in you, people will want to go be where you're at.
Yes.
They're going to want to get ignited like you're ignited. I had that encounter this morning, twin sister. I went to go pick up my medication at the pharmacy, y'all, and through the wave. The people in the store said the celebrity has come. I was signing autographs. I didn't know. Jesus said, you better not deny it. You are who I say you are. This lady, know who you are.
Yes.
Step up in this place today, Marlo Mosey.
Yes.
The Most High God. I was signing autographs this morning. I was like, that is so powerful.
Yes.
You go in for one thing, but listen, when God, people see God in you, they already know it, right?
Yes.
And they want to get connected. So that's what we're talking about today.
We're talking about connection.
Connection.
Yes.
Okay.
It's so vital, so important.
Yeah.
You can't be a long ranger, okay? It will not happen. You're a long ranger. You know, we need each other.
We do.
Pastor Mello, we need each other.
We do.
I need my sister Evelyn and Debbie and Nalise and I need my sister.
Come on,
twin
now.
Sister. I need all of y'all. How about that? Daryl, we need you,
yes,
too.
Daryl. Yes, Daryl. It's Alicia.
Renee,
yes.
I need my bestie. You know, we need each other.
Yes.
Yes.
Because as you say, iron sharpens
iron.
Say it then,
yes.
Evelyn.
And Renee, I was sharing about you, Renee,
yes.
about how you've been praying for help at the Mark 1045 ministry.
Yes.
And how God just recently bringing in souls. There are mighty women and men of God, and y'all getting connected and y'all helping each other. Now, that's the connection.
Let me tell you something.
Hey. His spirit, says the Lord.
But listen,
yes.
if you want your mind to be blown, get connected.
Get connected.
He will blow your
Ooh,
mind.
Get connected with Jesus.
Team Jesus.
That's us.
Yes. That's it. This is it right here.
Team Jesus.
We on the winning team. John 3:16.
Yes.
Hashtag. Yes. For God so loved the world that he gave
yes.
his only
Yes. Yes.
Right,
yeah, and the connection is so amazing because, Renee, I was just sharing about the mighty men of God that's at Liberty Place
mm-hmm.
of being discipled by Pastor Edward and Bobby and everyone there that we got connected with from Mark 1045 that was looking for a discipleship home. Boom, the connection took place at Mark 1045. Now he's with Liberty Place, and they're going to be watching us here, okay? So praise the Lord. See the connection?
Reach one.
Let's help each other.
Yeah.
And then as we iron sharpen iron, we help each other, then God will do the rest.
He'll do the work.
Yeah.
We're resting in the finished work.
Yes. It's already done.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
All we want to do is to know that once he align us, that we're going to just flow in and we're going to mesh in and blend in so we all look like one.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And that's how God can use us.
Yes.
Because he knows that there's no competing.
Yes.
You know, it's only completing.
Yes.
Woo! Come on now. He knows that. And
it's
all about the heart. God knows our motives.
Yes.
And when we have the right heart, he can align us properly with
that's
the people.
Right.
And
that's
we're gonna
right.
love on each other.
Yes.
And whatever we do it in love, y'all.
Yes. And I want to read NIV Colossians. And it says in Colossians 3:14, it says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Okay?
Mm,
in perfect unity. En español dice, y sobre todas estas cosas, vestinos de amor en la vínculo perfecto. Okay? So, you know how people, I was telling Marlo, how people say we're not perfect, but when we walk in agreement with Jesus, with his word, we walk in perfect
right,
unity,
perfect.
Harmony. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
y'all. And I just love that. And you know God's love letter.
It's
fire. La palabra de Dios es lumbre.
Es fuego.
And then the manifestation, which is the explosion in the spirit. Fire.
Fire.
November, no, it's all year long.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my twin, okay?
Because
me meeting her
Uh-oh.
Here years, how many years ago? About 5 years
right.
ago. And it was when she was doing the Bling of the Earth conference.
Damn.
Well, was it your second one or first one?
It was just the beginning. I hadn't even sold no tickets or nothing, y'all. Jesus told me to do it. I was like, we was down to the last. And then Laura Kelly comes. And life was different and have been different and gonna be different ever since.
And I said, let me get connected. The woman of God, she has a soul after Jesus, which made me fall on the floor.
Oh.
This is finally somebody that's here with me.
Yeah.
So that's Jesus, kingdom work. I already know kingdom work. And when she was telling me about the bling of the earth,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to go tell everybody.
I have to tell them how long it took me to tell you. Because this is how she was when I met her, just like this. And I'm like, but I'm like that. And I'm thinking, what is going on? I can't get a word in. I mean, it was no air. She didn't come up for air. She was just going and going. But this was so incredible, though, guys. We got to slow it down a little bit
yes.
and tell this story.
Yes.
Because when Laura was that way, she came through the front door, and she was just going and going.
Looking
but,
for Rosa.
Yeah. But while she's talking to me, God talking to me about her. And he's telling me, that's who you've been waiting for. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't wait to tell this. So I got to wait 30 minutes to tell her. What just tell me.
I didn't know she was saved. I had to tell her about Jesus, not knowing.
So when she finally, you know, get her balance and coming out of the our dynamic kingdom elevation, okay, I had a chance to tell her. I said, oh, but see, this is what I did. I said, I have to take you back there and show you. Because I was going to give her a radio card. That's all I was going to do, talk to her about a co-host thing. Because Jesus told me she was the co-host that I had been asking him for. Okay, so I go to the back, and I still didn't get to say nothing. Because when she got to the back, she saw the soul that to Jesus.
She had it hang in her room.
She literally fell on the floor, y'all. And I'm like, you know, I just met her. So I'm like, what is going on?
And I could talk about it now because God gave me a dream. I'm sold out. Jesus,
four years before
it took place, and he said it was going to be kingdom work. So I fall on the floor because I'm like, it's here, it's her.
See,
oh,
I didn't know that.
And then when I saw the church, I'm like, oh, I got to go get one for everybody, which I came back and bought. I don't know how many.
And this is what's so amazing. This is the part I want to tell, Laura, because you probably don't remember, but I remember very well. Okay. So that's the thing when you're supernaturally, it don't make sense in the natural, but you are working in the supernatural, and God trusts you to bring it into the natural. So, and see, God knows your heart. He really knows your heart.
Yes,
so
he does.
The moment that Laura goes into my suite and she sees the T-shirts, heaven opened up for the women and the people of God that needed to be refreshed and renewed in that season. So the moment she came in, I was believing, but I had not sold a ticket to the conference yet. I'm telling you, people of God, but I believed God. All the way down, I think we were like maybe 30 days before the conference. Yes! And all these, and you know, making investments on these exact shirts, the bling, the stone shirts, wherever they are, right here, the stone ones.
The bag.
All of this stuff. I had all this stuff that I had. It was, and that's why you got to know that everything you have belongs to God.
Yeah.
It ain't your money, it's his money. And he will make provisions. If he give it to you, he has already went before you.
Yes.
Okay, so to God be the glory with that. So listen, all of this inventory and everything was there. And that one moment of her obedience coming knocking on the door at 6 p.m. right before I was getting ready to lock it changed the whole course of a dimension of ministry. It really did. She comes in and she just kept coming back, buying shirts, selling tickets before you know it. We had a sold out conference.
Yes.
Media team, everything. I'm telling you.
And I know that it was so of God because every dollar that he gave me to come back and buy t-shirts and bags for all the people that I invited, which was a lot, he released the finances without me asking nobody. He just released it to people that were obedient by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I knew that I had to come back and get some more shirts and more bags. And I think I still have like one or two shirts in my closet because I was like, I'm going to give this person that person. So that person left. But, I mean, I remember, I mean, until this day, whenever I have a chance, I'm still
still investing in the kingdom.
In the kingdom. Because, like I said, I don't care if people remember me. Only they remember Jesus. Woo-hoo! All right.
Thank you.
We got our Jesus are here. Papa Jack. Of
yes,
course.
Hallelujah.
Our coconut drink, Carica.
But what we're talking about this morning is connection.
The connection.
And the connections are divine when they are in the kingdom.
Yes.
And you can't, when God gives you that assignment to go and connect to someone and push and pillow them and push them in, don't you know that he's going to, it's already designed that he's going to connect someone to you, to push you, to pillow you.
Yes.
But if he can't trust you to walk in his obedience, then he can't trust you with the greater things.
Yes. And it was like when I got connected with you, Marlo, I was so excited because I wanted to help elevate others. You know, not about me, but I knew that I'm learning and growing and knowing with you. But I want to help others that have talents and gifts, you know. And just to see, like, even Annette, you know, bring her reads and many others are getting connected here at the mansion and outside the walls, four walls.
Right.
And to see the talents and gifts that God ordained or gave to them, you know, for such a time as this and how he's using them. I'm like this. I want to see others elevate higher than me. I'm not going to get intimidated at all because I know who's going to get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus. It's for his kingdom come, his will be done for such a time as this. So when I see others being elevated, it blesses my heart to see that God's moving, and then people around them are going to see that there's a mighty God. Mm-hmm. Our God is not broke. It's not. He's a mighty God. He has the answers to everything, which is here in the Word of God.
That's right.
Each one reach one, and we're all helping each other, and that's what I get excited when I see God elevate others higher than me.
Yeah,
okay?
And that's the mandate, guys. See, it's all about the heart of a true leader. True leaders really have a heart for people to do greater things than they're doing.
Yes.
And to help them get there.
Yes.
You know, by any means necessary, you know, to make sure that you, it's so much joy in being fulfilled and being a blessing to people.
Yes.
Because we say we're blessed to be a blessing, but are we really?
Yes.
Someone asked me today, so what's on your schedule today? I said, what's on my schedule today is to go into the universe and speak life.
Yes.
Because when you do that, the universe comes back and speak life to you.
Yes.
I decreed it, I declared it, and I got in my car, went to the pharmacy, and blew a wind.
Yes. And there was a connection to tell.
Oh, my gosh. It was so powerful, God. I cannot explain that. I barely could drive my car to the mansion. But I got here because I had another wind to blow. Okay? So, you know, you have to know what your assignment is. And one thing I said to that lady at the pharmacy, because she felt that she had met the celebrity, but the real celebrity is Jesus. Okay?
Yes.
So she's so excited to be connected, come to the shows, come to the conferences, and being connected to women who pillar women.
Yes.
When I began to tell her about the depth of the ministry and the TV and the media, she was like, I've been praying for something like that. And you just made my whole day, my whole week. I said, well, I didn't, but Jesus did. Mm-hmm. I'm on an assignment. You got to be on assignment even when you're going to get your Medicaid.
Yes, that's right.
I'm trying to tell
you.
The light is in you.
Yes.
So let it shine.
Yes. And you know, it's so beautiful when you see the fruits of the Holy Spirit, of the power of Jesus working in people, you know, and like my spiritual daughter, Evelyn, you know, how God's touching her, used her already to encourage Tara.
To bring them in.
And she has backslid, and now she's back seeking God with her husband. They were both excited at church on Sunday, but it was God, first and foremost. We don't call glory to God. But her persistence in saying, hey, let's get connected. Come to church. Come to the blog radio. I mean, she's not here yet, but she's going to come here.
Right.
But she's already, you know, seeking God. And her husband is, like, right next to her, which is, like, so exciting. So I'm proud of you, Tara, Mama Debbie. And I know you pray and intercede a lot for us.
Yes.
So I love you, Mama. And they go help outreaches at City Chapel. They're outside the four walls. They go with Julie, some other places, but they're connected in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And let me talk about my spiritual daughter, Deshiana. She's also got connected with the church, which she fellowship now, and she does worship. I've been seeing some of her videos.
Oh, wow.
They have her in the altar singing to the Lord worship songs.
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's my baby girl. She'll text me. Hey, spiritual mama, how you doing?
So beautiful.
It's just to see that she's still plugged in with God.
Right.
She has her over there in Fort Worth. And she's doing worship every Sunday. And I said, wow, Lord, you know, blesses me. I said, God, take her higher in you. Take her higher in you, because then she's going to be able to reach out to some young women. Because she's young. She's an early. And she's young. And I said, God, let her rise her up in a way that she's going to talk to her generation, you know, and even whoever, you know, young or old, no matter. But it just blessed my heart to see that God's taking her in a higher place in Him, so that He will get glorified. Even His family, His sisters will see.
That's so
beautiful. God. But she has a praying grandmama too. So man, let me tell you, there's power in prayers. Grandmamas, mamas, dads, whoever you're praying for, just wait up on the Lord.
Woo!
It shall take place.
It shall. Yeah, that's what the word of God says. You know, those that train them up, you know, in the way, and the fear and the admiration of the Lord. You know, that's a promise. You know, that's one of the 3,573.
Yeah.
If you don't get none, get you one.
Yeah.
Hello, Pop just said, get you
one.
Right. And I'm telling you, they are for you.
Yes.
It's a whole book of them.
Yes.
That belong to you. But the issue is we do not access them. We don't pull them in and make them applicable to our lives. Because this Bible, we should be a walking, that's what the word says, epistles.
Mm-hmm.
We should be walking out the word every day. If we're in the word, we're reading the word, we're full of the word works when you work it.
Yeah.
You have to work the word. If not, it's just a, a book with some dust on it if you don't do that. So we have to get up every day on purpose to exercise who we were created to be.
Yes.
And who is in us.
Yes.
And let your light so shine.
And it's amazing when you just get connected with God and you have that intimacy and you talk to him when you don't understand, when you're hurting, when whatever season you're in, okay? Because
right.
We have seasons. He speaks to you. He talks to you. He gives you comfort and hope in his word, right? Mm-hmm. And this morning, me and the girls were praying on the way to school. And it just blesses me because they're listening, okay? They're listening. So every time I pray that they're leaders and not followers, especially if somebody's doing something they're not supposed to be doing, I say, you not follow, you lead. And you say, hey, don't do that. We're going to get in trouble. So each one of us say a prayer. Lily went last, and she prayed this. She said, Jesus, thank you for this day. Jesus went around doing good, Acts 10:38. That's the scripture.
Right.
And then he goes, so, and I'm a leader, not a follower. So when I see my friends at school throwing wood chips and somebody could get them in their eyes, I'm not going to follow because I don't want to get in trouble because I'm a leader. And I went,
bless
me. Because she used it in an illustration.
Right.
Because I guess she sees her
friends doing that.
Throwing wood chips.
Yeah.
And then I said, because, you know, then you get in trouble, they get in trouble, and you're a leader.
Right.
And she goes, so she's going around doing it. But she used that scripture.
That's,
and I'm
so
like,
awesome.
Oh, Angie, I said, Lord, thank you. They're listening. But it's every morning talking to them. And that's how God wants us to be with him. Every morning,
yeah.
Just talk to him. Read his word. And he will lead you and guide you and give you hope.
And she declared it, too.
Yes, yes.
She declared
yes.
The scripture. She declared the word. She said what she can't do. That's who she is.
Yes.
A leader.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. And all of us. You're a leader. Renee's
yes.
A leader. Papa Jack's a leader. Evelyn's a leader. Debbie's a leader. We're all leaders for
that's
Jesus.
It. That's it.
For such a time as this.
Woo!
Y'all.
Come on now.
Yes.
I'm so excited about doing life.
Yes.
Just, you know, that,
being connected.
That on that wake up, we were teaching on Sunday, the importance of devotion. Let's talk about that for a little bit
yes,
before we go
yes,
into the next
yes,
message.
Yes.
It's so important that you understand when you get up in the morning who it belongs to.
Yeah.
It belongs to God.
Yes.
Our breath, our sight, our everything belongs to him. And we have to make sure that what we get from him, which is life, we give it back to him.
Yes.
Every morning you get in his presence, you get in his face, you get in his space.
Yes.
I have learned to crawl up in his lap.
Yes.
And just sometimes not even say a word, just put my heart on his heart, my ear on his ear.
Yes.
And just allow him to love on me and fill me
like
up.
Like first love.
Yes. You know, and just, you know, have the ear to hear and just really being so grateful. And it's like what you said this morning, gratefulness is not supposed to just be at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We should be thankful every day.
Every day.
All year long. And find the things that you can really be grateful about.
Yeah.
And get connected to people that you can be a blessing to.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
Serve someone. It's all about servanthood.
Yes.
It's so much joy in serving people.
Yes. And it's just like, I want to thank everyone that, back to the connection, as we're all connected, how the kingdom work is being established and it's happening because it's already done. But everyone that's been releasing clothes, shoes, Dalise is one of them,
oh,
that
yeah.
Releases blankets.
Release everything.
And then I have Vicky and many other people in the church. And if I didn't mention your name, I'm sorry, but you know who you are. And Fati, she texted me and told me how blessed and thankful the people in Mexico are, and she sends me videos and pictures, and it means a lot. Some of them, they're so needed, but it's just to see God, how he connects us, and we all help each other, and then a word of mouth, you know, everybody's seeing, like when they see me drop off clothes at church, everybody's like, oh, you can like call? I say, yeah, I go to Reynosa, Mexico. Oh, I'm going to bring you something. So, like, I got to go drop off stuff at Patty's at least 3 times a week because my van be full. But, you know, God entrusted me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he entrusts the people that God puts it in their heart to release
right,
blankets
right.
Or shoes or suits. Papa Jack has released suits.
Yeah.
I have a man that needed a suit one day that he wanted to go to church, but he wanted a suit, and he got the suit, and it was his size, by the way. It was awesome. But it's amazing how God, he connects us.
Yeah.
And we are able to do it because of the power of the Holy Spirit in us and us being connected and,
right.
And helping each other.
Right.
That's
right? So true. And I want to say that on that note, if God is encouraging you to purge, because that's it, stuff that you're not doing, wearing, nothing.
Yes.
It's somebody that could use that. So the mansion on Park Row is a hub.
Yeah, bring it here. I'll
bring
take it.
Bring it to the 2700 block of West Park Row, Pantego, Texas, 76013, and Laura Kelly will pick it up, and they distribute it. They do the distribution. We're the hub. They distribute.
And as you did it unto me, it's not, the word of God says, like, doing it unto the Lord. And even Renee, she was needing donations for the Thanksgiving turkeys because we fed a lot of people. And there were so many turkeys donated that she was able to bless me with two of them. And I was able to bless Liberty Place. Mm-hmm. And we did some turkeys over there for the men over there. And she was also blessed and overwhelmed with the even the people in the that were out there. They gave an offering to her. Like, they were like, they give offerings.
Wow.
Every Sunday, they collect offering. They're we need to collect.
She says, I'm going to bring y'all some clothes.
Yes,
okay,
men or women, dishes,
good morning,
whatever.
Lance.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
We'll take, I'm telling you, the people, where it's going is so needed.
Yeah.
And Patty is just an obedient vessel that travels to Reynosa, McAllen. It's a 10-hour drive back and forth. She also do palm business. And she does it every 2 weeks, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She goes every 2 weeks. She goes to the homeless camps. She goes where there's children that don't have, you know.
Nothing.
And even some of the toys. My grandbabies have so many toys. They get blessed on their birthdays, Christmas. And the old toys, because they're about to get new, we put them all in a bag. And she takes them to Mexico. And then she'll send me pictures of the children playing with the Peppa Pig or whatever, and they're so excited. You know, we take used toys, anything that God knows who needs it. And I always pray, say, God, I want this to go to the person that really needed it and that prayed, and they're going to know that you're hearing them, and then you release it. You know what I mean? Isn't that awesome when you pray for something, and then you just wait on God, and then he releases it. You're like, ah, he heard my prayer.
Right.
You know, that I don't want to just release it to anyone, you know? So that's how God does it, you know?
He's
so
so
I thank God for that, you know? So I just want to thank all of you that's been releasing a lot of this stuff. And remember, y'all did it unto the Lord. And that's
Hallelujah.
The connection.
That's
the connection
right.
that
that's
we
right.
are.
We're the hands and feet, y'all.
Yes.
You know, and
in my closet, I have so many sold out to Jesus shirts. And God said, release it, because some of the men at the Liberty Place are coming in. It's just barely got jobs or paying bills. And God said, release some of your shirts, because every time I go past them, I like your shirt. Ooh, that's a good one. And I'm like, well, if it fits you, I'll bring you one. And I bring them in, and they fit them. I don't know if you saw on Thanksgiving. I took pictures of all of them wearing the sold out to Jesus. And they're so on fire.
And, you know,
and
that,
the shirt just
that twin
encourages
that
them.
That blessed me so much, because we look up, and the shirts are everywhere. And it's like.
Yeah, I know that, too. There's a pastor out there that wanted the shirt, and I think Marcos took it up and gave it to him.
They're everywhere. And
can
y'all imagine when Jesus said, do that? I was like, okay, but I don't have no money. He goes, no, you don't, but I do. Okay. So I just begin to be obedient. It's not, and you know, right? And we begin to do that and be a blessing to people. And when you see the manifestation of the shirts all over the social media, people, it's just such a...
So come get you one. Bless
you,
buddy.
Yes.
It's a witness, too. Awesome.
Yes.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Just give God glory.
Just like today, I have to take a Bling of the Earth shirt to the pharmacy, because that's the first thing that attracted the lady to me
was the shirt.
She was like, oh, my gosh, I love your shirt. And that was like a conversation.
Yeah.
It opened the door. And then when I told her my name, that's when the Holy Spirit was just, we went into a whole new dimension. And I was serious. I was signing autographs. And Jesus told me that I was going to be signing them, but I didn't know at the pharmacy. So you never know.
You never know.
Okay? And I didn't know that I was going to be the local celebrity, because she spoke it. And I was going to say, you know how we get in this thing? Oh, no. God said, you better not deny who I have placed you to be in the earth.
Yeah.
You just told some people this morning you was going to be make an impact. You showed up. You made an impact. Now receive it.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe it. The lady was like, can you sign this, please? I was like, am I going to autograph? Okay. It was so powerful. And then, you know, I thought about that song that said, I am who you say I am.
Yes.
I thought about that
song. Yes.
Because we are exactly who he says we are.
Yes.
We are more than conquerors, y'all.
Yes.
You know, we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth.
Yes, we're the hit.
And we should shift
atmospheres
when we walk in them.
Yes.
Because it's just like Jesus showed up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
She said, Renee said, it's a setup. Woohoo! Yes, it was, Renee.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we can't be ashamed of it. And we can't deny it because the Holy Spirit, I heard him. He's standing next to me in the pharmacy, y'all. He said, you better not deny it. Mm-hmm. If that's who they see you are. She was like, you are a celebrity, aren't you? I was like, she caught me off guard because I'm trying to swim a card in and get some medicine. And God told me not to deny it. And then it just came out of me. Well, I'm on my way to do my radio show. She goes, oh, my gosh, you do radio. It was just like, the whole atmosphere changed in the pharmacy, y'all. I promise you.
Yes.
So before you know it, I was signing autographs on my way out. And I thought, girl.
Yes.
God ain't playing with you.
Yes.
And I was just going to have so much confrontation. It's a process to everything, y'all.
Yeah.
I want y'all to know last night I was on the phone with the media people because I was so frustrated. Like, where is the shows? What's going on? And I was like about to fire the people because we got to get this product out. We got so many shows. We're TV ready. What is the problem? There's people that are paying for this. And this is what I told them. I want a refund so I can pay these people their money back. Because I have a minister of integrity. What really made me go there with them was on Facebook, y'all know how we have memories. The memories came up when we shot the shows. I said, Lord, it's been a year. Oh, y'all. Like this. What is going on?
And my Lily this morning, Camilla was in the kitchen. She said, Grandma, where are you going? I was putting on my makeup. I said, I'm going to Mornings at the Mansion. She goes, oh, a new episode on TV. She thought it was Queendom Talk because she watches. I'm telling you the truth. She's watching.
She does.
Morning, the Queendom Talk all the time. And she watches them and the one with the army.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, it's a new episode. Oh, great, new episode. And I'm like, no. Facebook, Mornings at the Mansion, but it's okay.
She's right. She's right. Because
Camilla started laughing.
She put it down. I said, this week, I need all 16 of my Vimeos uploaded so that I can send them to my Roku, whatever he is. He know who he is, what he do. And we're going to get this stuff. We're going to get this party started. For real. We got to. But I didn't know that the baby of God
Camilla
was already
the
speaking
yeah.
the new episodes. Because we have them. We have 16 new shows. Months worth of shows. That we paid for to be produced. And so, you know, God said, okay, so now that you've done that, and then I met with a consultant, my colleague, Bronson Media, who knows it all. She said, don't fire the people, Marla.
Be patient.
Don't fire them. Not yet. And not in a bad way. I don't mean it like I'm just going around pulling a card, but after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity of communication, I don't know what else to do because I'm an executive producer. I do that really well. Thank you to God. But the other stuff that you pay for, you don't know. So you pay people to do a service, and then I found out they don't know. That's what I found out. So now they need my help, and we're all helping each other, and we're back on track. And that's what the woman of God said. It sounds like that there was a barrier of communication broken here. And that's the issue. So get back on track. You got everything you need. Everything you need is already there. So get that done and roll it over, and then your shows will be live. The new studio, the new set, the new people, the new. And I was like, wow. Yeah. So
yeah, communication.
Yeah. And sometimes, and this is just, and the reason I'm telling this story, it's not about the people. It's about even when you get discouraged.
Yes.
And when things don't go the way like we feel they should go.
Yes.
God is still in it. He's still in it, and you will have a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Because the light was already there. It never went out. We just got distracted,
mm-hmm.
all of us, including me. Yes. And we have to know that when God brings you to something, he's going to bring you through it, and you will have the victory in it.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
God be.
So we just want to encourage you in that. And sometimes you got to be transparent in your vision, in your ministry, and people got to know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes,
they got to know that because they when they look at us on this side, they like we just wake up and we just bum, 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 bum. This whole lot of stuff that go on to get to the bum. Okay,
yes.
A whole lot of finances go out, but when you realize that it's not your money, it's God's money, then you can chill out. Because he got more for you. You know, he just want to know how you're going to work that out. So we just want to encourage you guys today. We got some stuff that we want to talk about that's happening here. We have an amazing grand opening. Lord, we're going to let you talk about this grand opening. Okay?
Okay.
On Saturday, December the 4th.
It's the
Holistic
Alignment Fitness Studio, December 4th.
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Grand opening.
Yes, grand opening. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
So this is for real fitness studio. We're not talking about, what is the one that the $10 people, what's that one? Connection. We're talking about the real alignment of the studio. I think she's going to have like smoothies and vitamins and all this stuff that she do. But anyway, we promised her that we would announce this morning. She's having a grand opening. It's going to be here at the 2700 block of Park Row, West Park Row, building 2704. It's her studio is located upstairs.
December 4th, y'all.
Yeah, this Saturday at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yeah. And
come be a support.
She's looking for a reception.
And also she's looking for a reception.
Receptionist.
For the hours are Mondays 9 to 1. And then 3 to 6 on Thursday. Thursday?
No, 9 to 1.
Okay, 9 to 1.
Monday through Thursday.
And then Thursday. 3 to 6, and then Friday's 9 to 1.
Right.
And so if you're looking for a job, come help.
Come help.
Yes.
If you just want to be a blessing,
help. And we pray. So not our will, but thy will be done.
Right.
God knows the person that he's going to bring in, and he's a connector, just like he connected us.
Yeah. Good morning, Miss Sandy. How you doing? Good morning, Miss Larita. Who is Marcus? She said something about Marcus' diet. Okay. Who is that, Miss Sandy? We don't know who that is.
G-R-R Marcus.
Yeah.
We don't know who that is.
Well, we're going to pray for
Marcus Lamb?
What?
Marcus Lamb.
What?
Isn't that a TV?
A-star.
He did?
Uh-huh. No, don't say that.
That's what
that's
they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Well,
we're going to pray for the family right now. Father, we just pray right now, Father. Another warrior, God. Another warrior that his assignment was finished, complete, God. For us to die is to gain, Father. But we just pray right now for the family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father. We just pray right now for the family, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Father, we thank you so much for the mighty man who encouraged the nations through his media ministry, him and his amazing wife, Joni Lamb, and their family. And we're just so grateful that they were effective in the earth.
Oh, yeah.
And for quadrillions and quadrillions of people. And we just thank you for his service and his commitment and his love for the people of God. And we will be praying for his family, his children, his wife, his ministry, because that's a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the immediate family. When you have a ministry, you have a family of people, you know. So we just want to make sure that we thank you for your prayer, Lord.
Yeah, and that goes back to the Word of God. The Word of God says life is like vapor. It's like a mist.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not right with someone right now, make it right with your family or... If you have unforgiveness, I don't know, I'm going to share this, but make it right.
Yeah.
Make it right with God, and then just make peace.
Yeah.
Okay? And we just pray right now that God will just continue to give the family the strength, give us the strength, and continue the assignments. We got to continue the assignments.
And he will live on. I was just yesterday.
He's probably more alive than ever. The videos of Leah. Oh,
wait a minute. That's what I was going to talk about.
I'm getting the shield.
So yesterday I was at this lady's house with Brother David as he was doing the grass. And it was a little chilly. And I was like, I'm going to sit in the truck. So when I sat in the truck, I remembered, it came up in my thing that Mama Dalise had shared. Because we had talked about them on the message, about him watching the Mother's Day message. So the whole time I was in the truck, which is a few hours, I watched all of Leah's messages. It was just my day, my time. And I was so encouraged by her knowledge in the kingdom, her love, it was so many things in that, her compassion, her gentleness, her teaching, her gratefulness for her mother. Isn't it something that the Lord chose her to teach that Mother's Day message? And then her mother was present.
Yes.
When she taught that message and she began to give her mother her flowers, and what was so, and it made me remember the whole from the beginning that wasn't taped, when she got up that Sunday and she threw us all off because she was giving her mom, talking about her mom, and her mom would think she's talking about somebody else. And she was talking about her mom. And then when she was talking about me, I'm thinking she's talking about her mom. Why is she talking about me? And it was so awesome how she just did that. It was so encouraging.
So, wow. Y'all got to tune in. Y'all got to watch
she's
it.
She's talking about Mary. She's talking about Mary in that message, and we don't even have a clue.
Man.
The things that Mary did, but Leah brought it to the light.
Oh.
Yes, about the things that Mary did and how she walked in the earth and the things she was more than the mother of Jesus.
Mm. Mm.
Isn't that powerful?
It was so good. I mean, it's almost like every time I go back and listen to it, like I get new nuggets.
You better know
the spirit. And even the other one, the one about science.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that one yesterday. I had already watched it before.
Too.
And I was like, I see new things in the spirit, and I was just like, wow, God, your manna, it's new every day. It is.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to it, y'all. I'm going to go back and listen to it again, but there's so many scriptures, but it was so much meat.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's beautiful. And that's what the Marcus Lamb journey had reminded me of. We all have a journey, y'all. And when one of the attributes I love about the media is that you have the memories, and they're everlasting.
That's why I love all the memories I do. That's when I was like, come here, get a picture, let's ask me. But I mean it from the heart, though, seriously.
Yeah.
And I said, because I want memories.
Yeah. Because that's what lives forever, everyone.
Yes, memories.
You know, that's why we have to, and I was telling Alex last night, because we were texting back and forth about the First Fruit Fellowship, and we definitely get to the House of Glory on the first Sundays of every month. We do what we call the First Fruit Fellowship, and God keeps continuing to shift us and grow us, and things be totally different. So, you know, we were talking yesterday about it, and she called me this morning too. But she says, "Oh, I totally forgot to connect with you, Pastor Marlo, because I was out doing things with my family." And I encouraged her to continue to do that, because when you do that, you create new memories. You know, this is a new year, Christmas, holidays, and a lot of people have went on, but we still celebrate them.
That's right.
We still continue to go on because they would want us to do that.
Right. Yes.
You know, it's not a time for mourning. That's what, I mean, we do mourn, but we can't stay there.
Yes.
We have to know that those people are doing breakdancing right now with Jesus every day.
Yeah.
They are not even thinking about us, and we over here being sad and missing them, and of course we miss them.
Yeah.
But they would carry on as well.
Yeah.
We have to do that. And that's why Mama Dalisa, when I text you sometimes, I'm like, are you okay? Because I'm thinking about you.
Oh,
and you're like, well, today was a day that was a cry day.
Yeah.
Or today was a day, was a good day.
Yeah.
Or today was a day, was an encouraging day.
Yeah.
And then you have your amazing husband there to pillar you and hold you up. And then likewise, you pillar him and hold him up. And then there's Leo to help y'all out a little bit.
Yes.
Brother Leo.
Leo, look at chilling. No more.
On Thanksgiving Day, the Lord gave me Revelation. You got to read it. It's Revelation 14:13. It will bless you.
Wow.
It talks about what God does for those when it's time. But you can read it.
When they come. You want to read it now? Revelation 14:13?
14:13.
14:13. You read this in English. I read it in English. Revelation 14. Go back to it. 14:13.
I gotta highlight it because the letters are coming up.
14:13.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. God's love letters,
which is fire.
God continue to manifest in our hearts. And we are in el libro de Apocalipsis, Revelation. It is a 14, verso 13. Hoy una voz que desde el cielo me decía, escribe, bienaventurados de aquí adelante de los muertos que mueren en el Señor. Sí, dice el Espíritu. descansarán de sus trabajos porque sus obras, ellos, sus obras siguen. ¡Oh, gloria a Dios! That's true.
Yes. And the word of the Lord reads, then I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
Yes,
says the Spirit. So they will rest from their labor since
their
work
follows
them.
Yes,
you say. So if you don't know, your work will follow you.
Yes.
So you better get busy.
Yes. I mean, it's so true. Oh, wow. Yes.
And he said now.
Now.
Wow.
Wow.
I know, right? So that's why we have to get revelation, y'all. You know, this is a season of the revelatory knowledge.
Yes.
God is showing us the new light of his word.
Yes.
And of his kingdom to come.
And this is why it's so important that we be connected.
Yes.
I thank God that Leah and Mama Fairy, we were all connected
doing
life.
Doing life.
I'm in this. And how God's just speaking to us through
them. Yeah. That life
we're
more
so
abundant.
Blessed.
Yes. Well, good morning, Brother Daryl.
Oh,
good morning, Brother Daryl. What you got going on?
This is our mighty man of God that makes her
t-shirt.
Bro, you
got to go right
over
here.
Over here.
Sit right here, bro. Look. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. My lifeguard walks on water.
Jesus.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
God,
wow.
You're not playing with it. You're not playing with it.
Woo.
Matthew 16:22-32.
Oh, I love this navy blue. I love this. This is the colors that I want. Navy blue, red. Oh, I
yeah,
love
she
it.
Said that. She
oh,
said that.
Woo.
Girl, let me tell you, look. Okay. Oh, so this is what's so awesome. Look on the sleeve, twin.
Wow.
What does it say? The love letter.
God love letter.
The GLL.
The love letters. You see that?
And that's so awesome.
Wow.
Right there. Come
wow.
on now.
Matthew 14:22-32. Wow. God's love letter, which is what?
Oh,
fire.
Look, this is a gift for the studio audience. Bam!
Wow.
So, Lord,
Yes.
Is that leather?
What?
We don't
have.
I like this.
And we're going to have to
awesome song.
God is amazing.
Yeah, he is. Team playing.
And this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Because he entrusts us, Marlo.
That's right, baby.
Because he entrusts all us. We're here in unity and agreement with the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank God. This is
on
your
command. I'm just looking at the love letters.
Wow.
It's on both sleeves.
Wow.
It's in the white and it's in the
red. Oh, it's
red. What? This is just too cool.
Wow. And I want to read this scripture right here. Psalms 133:1.
Uh-oh.
This is how good and pleasant it is when brothers walk together in harmony and unity. Mira cuando bueno, cuando delicioso es habitar los hermanos juntos en armonía, in unity. And this is us right here being in unity with the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we all being blessed. Blessed to be a blessing.
That's right. That's
and I can't stress that enough. When we help elevate others, God's going to take care of us and bless us.
Right.
He has so much for all of us. And this is harvest time, y'all.
It is.
Not only spiritually, but physically, financially. And I'm trusting his word. So hold on to his promises, y'all.
Wow.
Hold on to his promises. And the unexpected blessing. And then we do the matrix.
What?
And then God is like, what? I thought you knew.
Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. I like Papa Jack, too. Rising up an army.
Yeah.
That's us.
That's
Papa Jack, Mama Delise, Evelyn, all of us,
right.
Because each one going to reach one out there. So as we're here sharing the good news, the word of God, share the video.
Yeah.
Share the video. Share the good news. And,
thank you, Lord.
And pray for us.
Hallelujah.
Pray for us. And we're going to pray for you.
Yeah.
And we just thank everyone that for all your love and support. Thank you, Papa Jack, I'm telling you, I don't take my drinks for granted. I
look
forward like a little girl every day. What drink he's going to bring us? And the coconut's so good, too. Grateful and thankful. And then Daryl shows up with the
come
hat.
On, come on,
I mean, God, thank you so much, God.
Yeah.
This is all you, Father, through us. And thank
Hallelujah.
You, God. We can't thank you enough, God, for you're such a faithful and awesome God. And to know that we have brothers and sisters that gone home with you and they're still, God's still speaking to us.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Jesus.
Absolutely.
Thank
to
you,
God
Jesus.
Be the glory.
To God be the
exciting.
Glory.
And thank you guys for tuning in today.
Yes.
You know, one thing about prayer, it changes things.
Yes.
And all you have to do is just get in a posture of gratefulness and thankfulness, and not just the holiday season.
Yes.
Every season, Jesus is the reason. And,
we
have to get in a position where we really want to live for him.
Yes.
You know, and be the light of the world.
Yes.
Like, no matter what, because we all go through stuff.
Yes.
You know, that's why, you know, we're here for one another. Because
yes.
Don't act like you, like Laura was saying, the Lone Ranger.
Because
we all need each other,
yes.
Or we will be on an island by ourselves.
Yes. And God loves it when we're in harmony and unity together with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's that's when I believe the explosion, the manifestation of his word takes place,
yeah.
When we're in unity with him.
Absolutely.
So I'm just, wow.
So reach out and
happy birthday
and know that
to all of us.
Every day.
Every
day.
And Debbie.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? So thank you guys for tuning in this morning. We are like on the countdown here in the minute. And we just want to say thank you for your love. Like Laura just said, and your support. And mainly to our studio audience for always.
Faithful.
No matter
Faithful.
What. Yes. Diligent and persistent.
And every time I see Mama Delise, when we started in the other room and she's in the hall. One thing I can say, Mama Delise. She's been so faithful and diligent, and she did it unto us. It's like doing it unto
the
Lord.
Yeah.
So it's been a blessing.
And then from that, let me tell you her fruit. Her fruit from her seed was God actually began to stir them up, and then they got their own show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? And then now they're sowing seeds and doing great things and cooking shows and just from one. Many acts of obedience,
yes.
But the heart.
Yes.
It's all about the heart, because God ain't trying to get nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you.
Yes, right.
He just want to know what you're going to do in the little.
Yes.
In the little. Because if you can manage the little, He can trust you with some meat.
Yes, yes.
And that's all he's saying today. So in this season, we got to get up and rise up and be about your Father's business.
Yes, right. Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, steward the stuff that he already gave you. Stop asking and begging him for bigger stuff, and you're not even taking care of the little stuff.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like ham with no burger and Kool-Aid with no sugar.
Yes.
Y'all know what that's like.
Yes. And we're grateful and thankful for all the love. You know, like I said, once again, all the clothes and donations and shoes that's going to McAllen and Mexico, Reynosa, they're so grateful and thankful that at least released blankets and clothes
just
all the time.
Just what, last week or the
yeah,
week before?
Yeah, and Vicky and I already made 3 trips to Patty's house, and she texts me, she sent me pictures, so she'll say, man, the people are so blessed, they're thankful. I know it's all God. We give God all the glory, but thank y'all for your obedience.
Right. But you know, Laura, yes. A lot of people say, well, you know, we have people here that are hungry and homeless. Yeah, but we have shelters here.
Yeah,
we have Mission Ireland, organizations here, churches, and they don't have that over there.
Yes.
You know, that's why we do that, and we pillar the people that pillar them.
And
you
it's
know.
Still God's people.
Yeah.
We're all God's
yeah.
people. In China, in Mexico,
yeah.
in London, around the world, we're God's children. He created us. He knew us before we were in our mother's womb, you know, and each one, reach one, and it's, you know, everything is temporary. The houses, the cars, but the souls, the
yeah.
eternal souls is forever.
Yeah.
So when somebody is in need of clothes, shoes, or finances,
yeah.
whatever, and God released that, you know, that gives, that boosts their faith and
right.
their hope in Christ
right.
because they knew they were praying. A lot of the people over there, they're praying for clothes. They're praying for shoes. Of course, they're praying to God, but God's releasing prayers,
yeah.
you know, just like us.
Yeah.
You know, we love gifts. And look, how are you releasing gifts? Praise and cups. Thank you.
Camilla
for a cup. We're
yes.
grateful. Look, we're using them.
Yeah.
Don't think we never use them. We're using them now, okay?
You got another set of them. I don't remember.
We have another
say.
Set.
Yeah, but to God be the glory. But we just want to say thank you guys for your love and support and how powerful that is. And thank you, Brother Lance. He said blessings to you, ladies. Sandy says thank you for praying for Marcus Lamb. Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
We were going to do that throughout the day for his family and his church family as well, and people all over the world, because he was a mighty man of God, connected,
yes.
It still is.
That's right, Renee. The only thing we could take to heaven is our soul. That's
right.
It. That's
right. You know, and we've done it somewhere, so we got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know where you're going. So you want to
yes.
pray us out,
yes.
Quinn?
And Father, as my twin sister had a connection this morning at the pharmacy, Father, I pray for connections, Father, for every person that's tuning in right now that's watching, Father. I pray for the divine appointment connections, even our studio audience, God, that it's not going to just be any connection. It's going to be a mighty connection that we know that's going to be for the glory of Jesus, Father. Prepare the souls, God, for such a time as this. We're vessels there. We're saying, here I am, send
yeah,
me. Here we are, send us.
Yeah, Lord.
Because we're here in agreement and unity with you, Father. Even Brother Darius, he was obedient to come and bless us and sow a seed to us, Father. I pray that you also give him connections for his obedience, Father. So then you, God, not us, but you, my daddy, you, Abba, will get glorified in such a time as this. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all
names,
we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Julie. How you doing? And we thank God for the opportunity. You can always go back and watch the video. Like my twin says, share the video.
Yeah. We got blessed with hats today. I'm going to bless you, Julie, with this hat, okay, when I see you on Sunday.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
For tuning in.
Thank you, Sister Larissa, for watching today. We love you. I am going to call you because we have a discussion to make about this thing called joy. Yes. So I'm just
so
excited.
Blessed.
Yes.
Oh,
to God be the glory. So listen, tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Right here at the Mornings at the Mansion show. And we want to say we love you and we appreciate you. And pray for us as we pray for you.
Bendiciones.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Share the video. Love
you. Yes.